It's hard to imagine a business that has not been affected by House Bill 2 in some way. Restaurants say they've had a reduction in business. Hotels have seen conference organizers cancel conventions to protest the law. And startups say some investors are steering clear of North Carolina. As Jorge Valencia reports, business owners are trying to figure out how to manage the unwanted attention.
This is how HB 2 has played out across the country.
The line has been drawn in North Carolina on the use of public bathrooms for transgender individuals.
That threatens billions of federal school dollars for the
state. The U.S. Justice Department and the state of North Carolina sued each other.
Or perhaps more telling, here's some satire from the website Funny or Die.
Ah, North Carolina, home of beaches, mountains, and an extremely homophobic governor. Now you can experience the beautiful outdoors, cityscapes, and incredible ignorance by hang gliding backwards in time.
The best-known part of HB 2 restricts the bathrooms that transgender people can use. But the law also prohibits someone from suing in state court if they believe they were discriminated against and fired from their job. In addition, it prevents cities from passing their own non-discrimination ordinances. All of this has been a huge headache for North Carolina's tourism industry. Many businesses are worried, especially marketers. Take, for example, New Media Campaigns, a startup from Carrboro that helps companies manage their public image.
No doubt. I mean, sometimes literally that. We're creating their identity.
Clay Shasso is one of the co-founders, and he knew the law was a public relations problem. So his company made a website and a logo people could print out and put up outside their shops.
So at first we had businesses against HB2, and kind of the subhead was everyone was welcome here. And then we decided we wanted to put out more of a positive message. And also, we're hoping that HB2 won't become this thing that everyone knows. So we thought, well, why lead with that?
The design says in big, bold letters, everyone is welcome here. Dozens of businesses are using it now. But HB2 has definitely become its own brand. One estimate says the law has gotten more than $31 million worth of negative PR.
Well, I'll tell you what makes me more mad.
Matt Williamson is co-founder of the software company Windsor Circle. He and other entrepreneurs have long worked to make the research triangle welcoming to people from different backgrounds, not to mention highly skilled workers and investors. Williamson says even venture capitalist and AOL co-founder Steve Case canceled a visit to North Carolina.
And there's some level of which, like, if I've got to lose a contract or if I've got to not have Steve Case coming to Durham and people feel the pain of that, let's feel that pain.
The bed press is something that came up at a recent meeting of advertising professionals close to the Capitol in Raleigh.
So what's your name, please welcome our two.
Vanessa Roberts is the diversity chair of the Triangle Advertising Federation, and she organized a workshop about HB2. She says it has marred the state's reputation.
And it's not an easy fix. And, you know, there's not a way to spin your way out of it. There's not a way to kind of buy your way out of it.
Democratic Representative Darren Jackson tried to do exactly that by repealing the law and setting aside $2 million to market North Carolina as, quote, back open for business. But House Speaker Tim Moore wouldn't let him. Moore said that Jackson's proposed policy change was out of order. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.